Welcome to this week's lectionary with the CEB, a podcast where we share the next week's readings from the Revised Common Lectionary and the Common English Bible Translation. Today's readings are for Sunday, September 29th. They include Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 1 to 3a and 6 to 15, Psalm 91, 1 to 6 and 14 to 16, Amos 6, 1a and 4 to 7, Psalm 146, 1 Timothy 6, 6 to 19, and Luke 16, 19 to 31.
Jeremiah received the Lord's word in the 10th year of Judah's king Zedekiah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule. At that time, the army of the Babylonian king had surrounded Jerusalem, and the prophet Jeremiah was confined to the prison quarters in the palace of Judah's king. Judah's king Zedekiah had Jeremiah sent there after questioning him. "Why do you prophesy?" "This is what the Lord says. I'm handing this city over to the king of Babylon, and he will occupy it." Jeremiah said, "The Lord's word came to me. Your cousin Hanamel, Shalom's son, is on his way to see you. And when he arrives, he will tell you, 'Buy my field in Anathoth, for by law you are next in line to purchase it.' And just as the Lord has said, my cousin Hanamel showed up at the prison quarters and told me, 'Buy my field in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, for you are next in line and have a family obligation to purchase it.' Then I was sure this was the Lord's doing. So I bought the field in Anathoth from my cousin Hanamel and weighed out for him 17 shekels of silver. I signed the deed, sealed it, had it witnessed, and weighed out the silver on the scales. Then I took the deed of purchase, the sealed copy with its terms and conditions, and the unsealed copy, and gave it to Barak, Neriah's son, and Messiah's grandson, before my cousin Hanamel, and the witnesses named in the deed, as well as before all the Judeans who were present in the prison quarters. I charged Barak before all of them, 'The Lord of heavenly forces, the God of Israel, proclaims, take these documents, this sealed deed of purchase, along with the unsealed one, and put them into a clay container so they will last a long time. The Lord of heavenly forces, the God of Israel, proclaims, houses, fields, and vineyards will again be bought in this land.'"
Living in the Most High shelter, camping in the Almighty shade, I say to the Lord, "You are my refuge, my stronghold. You are my God, the one I trust." God will save you from the hunter's trap and from deadly sickness. God will protect you with his pinions. You'll find refuge under his wings. His faithfulness is a protective shield. Don't be afraid of terrors at night, arrows that fly in daylight, or sickness that prowls in the dark, destruction that ravages at noontime. God says, "Because you are devoted to me, I'll rescue you. I'll protect you because you know my name. Whenever you cry out to me, I'll answer. I'll be with you in troubling times. I'll save you and glorify you. I'll fill you full with old age. I'll show you my salvation."
Doom to those resting comfortably in Zion and those trusting in Mount Samaria, the chiefs of the nations to whom the house of Israel comes, who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on their couches, eat lambs from the flock and bull calves from the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp and, like David, compose tunes on musical instruments, who drink bowls of wine, put the best of oils on themselves, but who aren't grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they will now be the first to be taken away, and the feast of those who lounged at the table will pass away.
Praise the Lord. Let my whole being praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Don't trust leaders. Don't trust any human beings. There's no saving help with them. Their breath leaves them, then they go back to the ground. On that very same day, their plans die too. The person whose help is the God of Jacob, the person whose hope rests on the Lord their God, is truly happy. God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, God, who is faithful forever, who gives justice to people who are oppressed, who gives bread to people who are starving, the Lord, who frees prisoners, the Lord, who makes the blind see, the Lord, who straightens up those who are bent low, the Lord, who loves the righteous, the Lord, who protects immigrants, who helps orphans and widows, but who makes the way of the wicked twist and turn. The Lord will rule forever. Zion, your God will rule from one generation to the next. Praise the Lord.
Actually, godliness is a great source of profit when it is combined with being happy with what you already have. We didn't bring anything into the world, and so we can't take anything out of it. We'll be happy with food and clothing. But people who are trying to get rich fall into temptation. They are trapped by many stupid and harmful passions that plunge people into ruin and destruction. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some have wandered away from the faith and have impaled themselves with a lot of pain because they made money their goal. But as for you, man of God, run away from all these things. Instead, pursue righteousness, holy living, faithfulness, love, endurance, and gentleness. Compete in the good fight of faith. Grab hold of eternal life. You were called to it, and you made a good confession of it in the presence of many witnesses. I command you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and Christ Jesus, who made the good confession when testifying before Pontius Pilate. Obey this order without fault or failure until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ. The timing of this appearance is revealed by God alone, who is the blessed and only Master, the King of kings and Lord of lords. He alone has immortality and lives in light that no one can come near. No human being has ever seen or is able to see him. Honor and eternal power belong to him. Amen. Tell people who are rich at this time not to become egotistical and not to place their hope in their finances, which are uncertain. Instead, they need to hope in God, who richly provides everything for our enjoyment. Tell them to do good, to be rich in the good things they do, to be generous, and to share with others. When they do these things, they will save a treasure for themselves that is a good foundation for the future. That way, they can take hold of what is truly life.
There was a certain rich man who clothed himself in purple and fine linen and who feasted luxuriously every day. At his gate lay a certain poor man named Lazarus who was covered with sores. Lazarus longed to eat the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Instead, dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried by angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. While being tormented in the place of the dead, he looked up and saw Abraham at a distance with Lazarus at his side. He shouted, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me! Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I'm suffering in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received good things, whereas Lazarus received terrible things. Now Lazarus is being comforted, and you are in great pain. Moreover, a great crevasse has been fixed between us and you. Those who wish to cross over from here to you cannot. Neither can anyone cross from there to us." The rich man said, "Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house. I have five brothers. He needs to warn them so that they don't come to this place of agony." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They must listen to them." The rich man said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will change their hearts and lives." Abraham said, "If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, then neither will they be persuaded if someone rises from the dead."
Do you want to connect more to God and to your spiritual life through Bible reading? But are you having trouble finding the right Bible for you? Visit commonenglishbible.com/whichbible and answer a few questions to find the study or devotional Bible that best fits your spiritual goals. That's commonenglishbible.com/WHICHBIBLE to discover which Bible is right for you.